You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns food drive is this Sunday, November 1st, before the Browns and the Cardinals game, with volunteers collecting non-perishable food items and cash donations at the gates of First Energy Stadium from 11 a.m. through kickoff to benefit the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Bring your food donations to this Sunday to First Energy Stadium and help out your local communities. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, we just heard from John DeFilippo about this offense. But we talked about they have their hands full, but so does the defense of the Cleveland Browns. And you could argue the defense of the Arizona Cardinals. Let's go through our position breakdown now. Cardinals and Browns, we're going to start on the defensive line for this team. Speaking of the Arizona Cardinals, that's a defensive line that is anchored by Calais Campbell and former Cleveland Brown Frosty Rucker, who already has two sacks. In the middle, they've got rookie Rodney Gunter. They've got Corey Redding, Xavier Williams backing those guys up. But really, Calais Campbell is the guy. He's the straw that stirs the drink down there on that defense. Very disruptive. He already has 1.5 sacks on the season, 37 tackles. He gets into the backfield quite a lot. He has been a force for this team.
I'm going to go with the mindset that if on paper you could teeter towards the Cleveland Browns because of their depth, but again, the body of work, Calais Campbell is a one-man wrecking crew. Corey Redding, again, is a backup. I've got to give the nod slightly to the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going to give it slightly to them as well. Calais Campbell, the 7th ranked overall 3-4 defensive lineman this season, according to Pro Football Focus. He's having a very, very good year. I think the Browns do have more depth, but in terms of you're looking for that one dominant guy, and I know we've seen flashes from Randy Starks, flashes from Desmond Bryan at times, but the one dominant guy in this game is Calais Campbell. 2 sacks, 5 hits, 7 quarterback hurries. He's got the tackles, and he's got 23 run stops this year. That is second to only J.J. Watt along a 3-4.
I mean, yeah, sheer production from your defensive line, it's a no-brainer. It's the depth and the ability of the Cleveland Browns to rotate bodies in that you know, moves the needle a little bit more in the direction, but still advantage Cardinals.
Advantage Cardinals. At the linebacker position, they start Lamar Woodley and Alex Okafor on the outside. Woodley, as we know, a little bit long in the tooth. They haven't been tremendously productive. Okafor does have 2 sacks. Woodley's got 1 on the season. Dwight Freeney mixes in as well in passing downs. He's got 1 also. On the inside, Kevin Minter, 40 tackles on the season. He's playing well. And then we talked about him earlier, Deion Buchanan, the dollar linebacker, 60 tackles already on the season. He is leading this defense in tackles, playing very, very well. And he is a guy that has become one of those hybrid-style playmakers that really have kind of taken over in the National Football League. Minter was the second-round pick in 2013. He has really started to play very, very well. He's tied for the team lead, 10 tackles for loss on the season. Those guys have really kind of carried this team at that linebacker position so far this year, and I think they are better overall as a group, although if you wanted to call it a push, I would not be opposed to it. I just think the playmaking of Minter and Buchanan are the guys that kind of really set this team apart.
Yeah, all along while you're describing these guys, push was exactly what I had in my mind. Simply because, you know, Dansby made the plays against the Denver Broncos, and when given the opportunity, made plays in the St. Louis Rams games, got, you know, multiple tackles for a loss on Todd Gurley. I'm going to say this is a push. So this can go either way. Which guy, which group makes more plays on Sunday obviously gets the nod. That's, you know, that's why you play the game. But I think there are playmakers on both sides that have both been hot and cold.
Yeah, and I think it's yet some guys that perhaps might be a little bit ahead of, you know, where they're supposed, I'm a little bit ahead of, or on the decline, I'm sorry, in their careers. Lamar Woodley, Dwight Freeney, these guys are.
And Lamar Woodley's never been overly impressive to me, even with the Steelers. You know, he had a good year opposite James Harrison on a very dominant defense, but he's been ordinary everywhere else.
He has been ordinary. He's, you know, had some good years with the Steelers, but he's a guy that is, again, long in the tooth, similar to.
He's a Michigan guy, so. I mean, that ultimately comes back to bite him. Long in the tooth, bites him in the butt, whatever you want to say.
All right, so we'll call the linebackers a push.
Deal.
All right, secondary. Now, I give a slight edge to Arizona, but we'll call it a push. Secondary is an interesting one because you know, you're going to look at the Browns and you're going to say they've got the depth. Well, according to Pro Football Focus, literally the highest graded secondary player in the entire NFL this year is the Honey Badger. Patrick Peterson comes in at number 13. You've got Jerrod Powers, who is playing well, but he's going to be injured in this game, so that's good for the Cleveland Browns. Then at safety, Tony Jefferson quietly having a very solid season for this team. He's already got two interceptions on the year. On paper, the Browns have a better secondary. In reality, so far this year, the Cardinals are playing better.
I agree with that. And why don't you, and this is not to blow anybody out of the water, but where do some of the Cleveland Browns rank? As you mentioned, Honey Badger and Peterson being a top 15. Is K'Wan Williams graded high? Just so that we give some perspective to the fans and don't want to be seen very one-sided.
All right, so overall what you've got is, so we'll talk, we said Honey Badger, he's a top-graded secondary player in the National Football League right now. He would be number one. You go down, Patrick Peterson is number 13 for the Browns. K'Wan Williams checks in at 34th.
Okay, of all?
This is all corners. Okay. Pierre Desir is 40th.
Okay.
Tremont Williams is 26th.
Okay.
Then Jerrod Powers is 47th. So I think we, again, maybe more quality. You keep going down for the Browns. This is guys who have played enough. Joe Hayden is currently 101st in their grading.
But my whole point is there's not – they have the top guy and a guy that they paid an awful lot of money to in Patrick Peterson. But then you have Browns on the defensive backfield that are also playing well.
Their safeties are both graded ahead of our safeties currently right now as well.
So, gotcha.
It's
so I think again, edge paper, to the Arizona Cardinals.
On paper, I like it. In reality, it seems right now the Cardinals, because their guys are making plays. Those guys are making plays week in and week out. They're getting the job done. And right now, our secondary not making plays. Tashawn Gibson has the one interception, which he gave right back. The other interception is what Carlos Dansby had, the two against Peyton Manning. Who had the third interception in that game?
Mingo.
So again, not from the secondary. I'm going to give an advantage to Arizona. Their special teams, when it comes down to the kickers, their kicker has been very good. Chandler, I don't even know, Catanzaro has been a solid kicker so far this season. 11 of 13 on the year. He's not perfect, though, like our man, the one and only Travis Coons, who is 14 of 14 on this young season, kicking the football very, very well for your Cleveland Browns. Now, where he is struggling a little bit is on kickoffs. Travis, the last few weeks, he struggled a little bit on his kickoffs, but overall, he's having a very, very good season. He's got right now 61% returns on kickoffs. That's one of the highest numbers in the league. So he hasn't been getting the touchbacks like you want him, but he certainly has been good on field goals. And on field goals and extra points, he's considered to be one of the best kickers in the NFL right now. And why wouldn't he be? The guy's absolutely
I'm going to go edge
perfect.
Special teams to the Cleveland Browns.
I would agree with that as well.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Patrick Peterson's obviously their punt returner. And, you know, 6.7 yards of return, so he hasn't hit that home run yet. And I just feel like the Cleveland Browns with Travis Benjamin back there, because of his past history, we've got a better opportunity.
No, Trav's been brilliant this season, and I would give the edge to the Browns on special teams as well. And I think that's going to be the case more often than not. Got a very good coverage team, do the Browns, in terms of special teams. So I'm not surprised by it at all, really. But that's really your only advantage as we go through it. Gary Barnidge is playing better than Jermaine Gresham.
Yep.
And that's really the only other advantage you've got on the field is special teams. Now, special teams are huge, which is why when I go back and say what the Browns must do to win this game is they must win the turnover battle, because that's the way that you beat teams that have some superior talent to you. The way you beat a team that is quote-unquote better than you is by winning the turnover battle and getting and making points where they were supposed to make points. That's what you got to do. Turnovers in the red zone.
Yes.
You take that's points right off the board for them. You know, that's when you felt good, better about the Browns. Now, we start off with our turnovers, but you get that turnover from Jared Cook. That took points off the board against the St. Louis Rams.
Yes, it did.
Now, the Browns weren't able to convert, but had they been able to, you know, that's what changes it. They need to win the turnover battle. They need to win the mistake game. And if they do that, they have an opportunity this week against Arizona. If they do not, this one could get ugly for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
When we come back, the defense, it certainly has not been great this year, especially the run defense has been, in a word, ugly. Last in the National Football League. Unacceptable. Jim O'Neill, the defensive coordinator, spoke with the media and talked about this defense, and he will do so right after this.